Today's Cotton Newsline is one cut. It features Dr. Gary Adams, President and CEO of the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Compared to the September number, there were some adjustments, most notably in Texas and Georgia, as USDA tries to assess in part the impacts of the Hurricane Harvey and Irma as those went through. But I would say overall, even accounting for those reductions, it still looks like it could be a very promising crop in the United States. So a significant increase from where we were in 2016. I think on the demand side, what we continue to watch is the pace of exports. USDA did lower the export projection for the 2017 marketing year from 14.9 down to 14.5 million bales. Sales have started off the year at a relatively strong pace, so hopefully we're on track to reach that 14.5 million bales and maybe even perhaps exceed it somewhat. That still does, though, leave an increase in stocks from where we ended the 2016 year. On the international side, we're going to continue to watch the growth in demand, the potential for China to possibly import more cotton, and then also what happens in other producers such as India and Pakistan.